Hello and welcome to Nutrition by Friday, the podcast, the place, the arena in which you'll learn more about yourself. Our main thing is food for thought, nutrition to make you think more about what you're doing in life, therefore you live a better life. As we always say, just going through the motions doesn't cut it, so start right, finish strong. And this day's podcast, what we're going to be talking about is productivity, about priorities, about really putting the most important thing first. Isn't it interesting how we all say that we're productive, yet there are some who can accomplish 10 to 15 times more in the same amount of hours that we have? Does this mean that they're super athletes? Does it mean that they're super normal? It's very interesting. According to Atomic Habits, habits are really just shortcuts to a thought process. We have a lot of habits, and basically based on your daily habits, one would be either more productive or less. Is it very interesting that sometimes we can have the habit of putting things off? And some people have the habit of doing things right when they get them. So based on these habits, one can be more productive or one can be less productive. But based on this, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the value system. You see, no one is really truly productive without having a value system. You should probably say, why do you say that? Well, the reality is, without a value-based system in which you're modifying, you're actually putting something that's important first, everything has the exact same amount of value. And as you know, that's not true. Some people value going to a sports game. Some people value going hiking. Some people value spending a lot of time with family. However, if you never clearly write down what's most important to you, chances are you spend more time doing the things that are least important. Therefore, in your eyes, you're less productive. You see, the problem with productivity is that it's so simple that we often miss it. There's a thing called compound interest, as you know. What it really means is that over time, something can increase in the amount based on something small. For instance, they say the dollar a day doubles will eventually get to you, I think, about $10 million at the end of the month. And it is very interesting how something as small as a penny can double. With compound interest can get something so huge. You see, this is the exact same way that a lot of our habits are formed. They're formed in such a way, really over course of what they normally say, 66 days, that by the time we get there, we often think, how did we get there? But the difference between those who are productive versus those who feel improductive is they're very intentional about setting new habits and breaking the ones in which are less effective. So I will say to you today, do you feel more productive or less productive based on the information that was said? Action steps. One thing you can do for yourself to see and measure your productivity, go ahead and write down the 10 most important things that you can do tomorrow that will be the most productive. Now let's change this list. Action step number two. Now that you have the 10 most important things that you can do tomorrow, let's look at the top three. Are the top three something that you can only do? Or is it that maybe the only thing that you can do is the first one? See, there's a principle called an 80-20 rule. That basically means that everything we do, 80% of it, really is something that is based on the 20%. For example, if I say that I wanted to get an interview, the 20% would probably be based on me actually sending an application. The 80% would be based on me filling out the application and me calling and so on and so forth. But the 20% would then really be me getting the interview, right? The smallest portion of that is actually the most important because I can't get an interview until I fill out an application. So I will say to you today, think about the things that were said and tell me your thoughts. Once again, it's Nutrition My Friday, because just going through the motions doesn't cut it. Start right, finish strong.